The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
So online we will have Mr. Brent Batson. He's the lead coordinator and consultant for the Trinidad and Tobago Police Service Strategic Road Safety Project. That's a long title, boy. Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
All right, man. Thank you very much for joining us.
Sure.
All right, nice. So let's get down to all this, the merit points. First of all, how did this all, well, in terms of it, all started, and what was it? Was it the real deep purpose? What was it meant to solve, the merit points?
Okay, well, as Act 9 of 2017 amended the Road Traffic Act to include the merit points for persons who commit traffic violations. Mm-hmm. As most people are aware, internationally, it's based on what they call to prevent driver recidivism, and that is to prevent driver reoffending. As everybody knows, if once you could afford to pay a fine, you just pay a fine, and that's it. You might just, so if you have money, you could go and park in a no parking, doing whatever you want really, and just pay a ticket and go your way. Mm-hmm. So the merit point systems across the entire world are designed to deter offending as it pertains to breaches of traffic law. Right. So no matter, even if you have the money, that's not enough, because you have to learn from the violation that you did commit. And that greatest deterrence is, of course, through the point system, because your point system, once you accumulate a certain amount of demerit points, it can affect whether or not the state takes back its driver's license, which it issued to you. Contrary to what a lot of people believe, which is that it's their driver's license, it is not. Act 9 of 2017 amended the Road Traffic Act, and the state took possession of two things. One, the driver's permit or license issued to you, as well as the vehicle registration plate. So yes, you own the car, but this plate belongs to the state. And they tied the entire system to those things. So when the states or the government amended the act, they brought with it, like I said, a system that would help coerce persons into making more compliant driving, yeah, and hopefully safer driving.
Nice. So it's meant to be a deterrent. So in terms of, besides you get your fine, let's say driving without a seatbelt, you're getting your fine plus demerit points.
Right. So as you may be well aware, if those of you who are listening, maybe aware, not all traffic tickets come with demerit points. So, okay, for example, if you have a defective or your taillight isn't working, because it's considered almost like a mechanical electric defect, then it's a fine of, let's just say, $750, but no demerit points attached to it. Mm-hmm. So what you try to do is focus your demerit points on driving violations, things that might either present risk, mm-hmm, or two, might negatively affect, for example, traffic management. Hence the reason why they didn't take the merit points off no parking, all no parking breaches. Mm-hmm. So that's so, as you correctly said, yes. So if you didn't wear your seatbelt, which is a public safety issue, because that is your main protection event of a crash, and the officers see you not wearing it, you're fine. Your fixed penalty notice fine can be, your fixed penalty notice fine can be, will be 4 demerit points as well as $1,000 fine.
Oh, so you, right? get demerit points for not wearing your seatbelt.
That's what I'm saying. So, I want to be clear. Mm. So let's look at where demerit point tends to focus, mm-hmm, in the Road Traffic Act.
Yeah.
They're looking at, so for example, speeding, anywhere where the driving behavior or may add to risk to other persons on the road, mm-hmm, the state is trying to deter that behavior. So if you don't wear a seatbelt, you have additional risk of additional injury, not so, or, mm-hmm, being killed if you're ejected from that vehicle in a crash.
Right.
So the state is saying, hey, what? We are not tolerating persons not wearing seatbelts, so the demerit points attached to that. That's 4 demerit points. If you're caught speeding, right, there are demerit points to those behaviors. So various defective brakes, even with a mechanical defect, it's too dangerous. So the demerit points for the defective tires. So where there's risk involved, the state is saying, hey, what, there's certain things we will not be allowing. It presents too much risk. Now, that being the case, this is where there was a little bit of, before, when it was first launched, and I want to be clear with that, right? When the government first launched this, there was points attached to no ID light and things like that, you know? And people were complaining, even truckers were complaining. Sometimes you leave the truck yard and you might go down a pothole and...
Right, it's fine, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, and get, why are you giving demerit points for that? So they had to revamp it and change it, and they took off the demerit points for a lot of the mechanical defects and so forth.
Right.
So that
So things like let's say like breaking a traffic light.
That'll be 3 demerit points. Yeah. Mm. Risk, right? Because it adds risk. I'm glad you brought this up and you want to discuss this today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we saw a social media clip recently where I think it was a motor vehicle salesperson.
Yeah, I was actually going to play that for you. Yeah, because that was right? What brought about this whole question. Yeah,
but
we'll get into that with the insurance and the car, pay for the car thing. Yeah.
Sure, no problem. But when you're ready to discuss that, we will.
Yeah, of course. I'm glad you brought up that too, because that was one of my main topics of discussion. So in terms of how are these demerit points actually, you know, given to the person? I mean,
So what happened when they brought in Act 9 of 2017,
mm-hmm.
built on it was the first digital traffic ticketing system called the U-turn system, launched by the Ministry of Works and Transport.
Right.
It tied in the police licensing, the judiciary, and TT Post as a PE, as in where you're going to pay your tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to go to the court anymore. You just go TT Post and pay a traffic ticket, right?
All right.
But it also decriminalized traffic. Whereas before, as you all know, if you didn't pay a traffic ticket, they could take out a warrant, right?
Mm-hmm.
That cannot be done. That in fact, the law now says no magistrate can issue a warrant for non-payment of a traffic ticket. So they decriminalize it. If you don't pay a ticket, that's between you and the state. You owe the state money. That has nothing to do with the police. That's you and the state. And more importantly, but the licensing becomes that kind of revenue collection part, in the sense that if you do not pay your ticket in a certain time, the law says you now have 30 days to pay that ticket. If, like you say, the officer gave you, today you got that traffic ticket for, as you said, seatbelt, yeah? You have 30 days to pay that traffic ticket. Good? If you do not pay that traffic ticket in the 30 days, then as that 30 days crosses, it goes up by 25%. So that $1,000 is now $1,250. You still don't pay it because you say, well, you know, them police are a waste of time and yada, 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 whatever your reason. It goes up after 14 days again. And so it went up to by 25%, it'll go up for next 25% again. So that $1,000 is now $1,500. And then that's the max, it will go up 50%. But then the state applies sanctions. And what the state is doing is now applying sanctions to your driver's permit or the vehicle registration plate if you are the driver as well as the offender, the registered owner for that breach. So what it means is that you now get a suspension on the licensing database until you pay off that ticket. Remember, the state is now trying to coerce persons to go and pay their tickets. If persons don't go and pay their tickets, Jason, then the whole system doesn't make sense. Now, what's the point of the fine if nobody's paying the fine? It's trying to coerce persons to say, hey, what, you have been ticketed, you have not contested it, and I forgot to mention that you have 15 days to contest that ticket in the court, and you just go online and say whatever reason that you disagreed with how you got that ticket, that's your right, and you turn that ticket matter into a court matter, though. That's different.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how the system works now, through that digital ticketing system. So it's one system called a U-turn system, linking all law enforcement agencies and linking in the judiciary as well as the PE Center of TT Post.
All right. So once again, folks, we're speaking to Mr. Brent Batson. He's the lead coordinator and consultant for the Trinidad and Tobago Police Service Strategic Road Project, TTPS. We are talking the demerit point. So as you mentioned about the pay, now let's get to the video that was posted where the salesperson was saying, you know, she accustomed helping people get the insurance, you know, get through with the vehicles, you know, salespersons these days with the cars, they go above and beyond. There was somebody who paid, well, had the demerit points. They paid off for their ticket, and the license is still suspended, right? So how does that work? How could you explain that now?
Sure, great. So let's go back into some context, right? The person came to buy a car, right? Gets insurance for their car. However, right? Now remember, what's the job of insurance? The job of your insurance is to manage risk, okay? So a perceives more risk, you will pay more. What they do now is your driving records is available online, all right? So once you go to apply for your insurance, you have to give them your driver's permit. Once you give them the driver's permit, they can publicly search now to see how much points you have. So when they check now and they realize, wait now, partner, you done crossed 10 points. You're going to be disqualified from driving just now. Why? That means you're a high-risk driver in their classification. So you get two things going to happen. One, they say, well, hey, well, we're going to bother to insure you because you're going to be disqualified just now. And two, you are too much risk for us. So they view it, the insurance views it. And this is across the world. I mean, I'm sure you've traveled before. But if persons get speeding tickets and other type of tickets in other countries, the insurance goes up, and their own is actually more digitally linked because they're notified on your license once you get tickets. So they will adjust their premiums. So this person said they paid off all the tickets. And so they don't understand how they can be, have their permit disqualified. Hang on. Now, remember what we started with. Once you pay your tickets, it is irrelevant because the job of our driver demerit point system is to deter you from reoffending. Here's what this driver is telling us. He got four tickets, right? Got three tickets, and then got a next second ticket, maxed out his tickets to be disqualified, and he just went and paid. All right. Well, just because you pay it, don't mean your points go away, you know. What's the point of that?
So it's not like a credit card, you know, where you pay off your credit card and you could go and spend again, even though you pay all your interest.
Well, what would be the point of that? So a man who has a BMW and could afford tickets could just drive how he wants. That's what everybody's saying then, because he could pay off his tickets so he gets through. No, you have your points because you, Mr. BMW man, you are a horrible driver, just like the man driving the Almera, just as bad. So you know what? Just like him, you are going to lose your license too. It is applied across the board, not because of how much money you have, right? Means that you will not face the same consequence. And that's why it's built into that system. When the Ministry of Works built it into the system, it was to, like I said, deter reoffending. That person continued to get more tickets. I don't know if he has money and figure he could just drive how he wants. And he got his demerit points. All right, he accumulated just like everybody else.
All right, I think it's a new system that a lot of trainees still, even though it's been out there for a while, still have to get into, get used to.
I'm glad you brought it up so people understand. And this is why we encourage everybody. You know what's amazing? Everybody's quick to jump on social media. Trinidadians are getting very tech savvy now. You know what I mean? With regards to use of phones and social media. Awesome. I want you all to take the time, visit the Ministry of Works and Transport website, and instead of spending hours scrolling through TikTok, why don't you as a driver read up on the updated traffic laws? On the website, there are multiple YouTube videos explaining all these point systems, explaining the importance of checking how you can just log into the ministry and check how much points. If you have a son or daughter, you can actually log in and check and see if he has gotten any tickets and they just didn't tell you. All right, because again, that will help give you some supervision. when drivers now apply for jobs, let's just say you're on a big fleet driver like Holiday Foods. The fleet driver and the HR people, you're applying for a job as a driver. They're going to check to see how much points you have before they even issue your contract. Because what they did now is turn that driver's permit. This is not a right. This is a privilege. And for you to keep that permit, you have to obey the road traffic laws. We had a taxi driver take the state all the way up to Privy Council already, and he lost. Demerit point systems are standard across most of the world now. All right, everybody kicking and screaming when you don't get through because you're not paying attention.
Yeah,
now, this is not to say, and I want everybody to understand, this is not to say if they, you know, I've seen people post where, oh, the license officer gave them a bad ticket and the police gave them a bad ticket. That could happen. Mm. And just remember, you have a right to
contest it.
And once you contest it, the points are going to suspension until it is heard. And the magistrate makes a determination. So if you argued and the magistrate agree, well, I agree. The officer shouldn't have given you that.
Right.
Well, okay, you get no points and no fine.
Mm. Understood. I know you were talking a while about the, speed. I know speeding is one. On the highway, boy, especially like you're going down south and stuff, I think it's, somebody 60, 65. Where is he, on the highway?
65 what?
Well, 65 kilometers per hour. But no, going on the highway. Somebody was telling me, like, you're driving on the highway and you have to drive at this ridiculous pace.
Great.
I mean, you know.
So one of the issues, right? And I want everybody to know, the police, we do not make laws. Our job is to enforce.
Right.
Yeah? The job of, just like you bringing up a public issue, this is what brings discussion. And that is healthy. That's how laws are changed. That's how issues are raised. And it's always a healthy thing. And that's the function of the media, that critical point here. What we're getting some feedback on the ground from drivers where this demerit point system, you know, like people still paying their tickets and they still getting the points, of course. So now you're educating them how it works, which is awesome. Now, it's the same thing which I have a problem with sometimes with regards to signage, okay? So let me give you a good example. The Churchill Roosevelt Highway is 100 kilometers an hour, yeah? That's the east-west corridor. You go from the, so if we're heading west into Port of Spain, you go from the Churchill Roosevelt Highway onto the Beetham, which is 100 as well, and then you go straight into Wrightson Road, into a 65 zone. So sometimes those transition areas where people get tickets, they do not pay attention to where the signs have changed from 100 to 60, like ramp speeds and so forth. And drivers need to be cognizant of that because those tickets are expensive. For example, a general breach of a speed limit sign is $1,000. But the faster you go, is the more you're going to pay. So for example, if we stopped you on the highway where the speed limit is 100 and you are going 135, that speed ticket is no longer $1,000. It is now $3,000. All right, because, and let's look at why it is. Because the state is saying, the faster you're going is the more danger you're presenting to everybody else. You are choosing to break that speed limit. Nobody's making you match that pedal to the gas. The job of the police is public safety. Our job is to enforce. So when you get that $3,000 ticket in your kitty, you wanted that because everybody else are being 100 except you. So take your ticket, take your points, and go your way.
All right. I'm sure we do have some questions from the public, so if you don't mind taking them, of course, 625-2257, 627-3223, and WhatsApp us at 306-1065. Once again, we're talking to Mr. Brent Batsy. He's not a licensing officer. He's not an insurance man. He's a police officer, right?
Okay.
People saying here, of course, insurance is a ripoff. Nothing like a bro.
Again, that's different. That's a different issue. You know what I mean? I would invite you to call ATIC, you know, the Association of Transamerica Insurance Companies, and let them have a rep on, you know, to explain to people the difference between third party.
Well,
what are some of the things that would void a policy?
Yeah.
Where we stop people, the policy is explicitly saying nobody over 25 can drive, under 25 could drive this vehicle, but we stopping 17-year-olds driving this car.
Yeah, people do it all the time. Trinidadians law lesson, don't study them. Based, it's clearly understood by Sergeant Batson, drivers are to be careful not to break the system. Well spoken, sir. Let those drivers go on the expressway in the USA. The troopers waiting for them. You want to mess with those troopers out there, boy? All right. So we're getting ready to take some calls. Six to us. Go. Hello, good afternoon. Hello.
This boy.
Yeah.
Yes, Mr. Batson. Listen.
Sir.
Three offenses. Dangerous mm-hmm. ride. Running a red light.
Right.
And drinking and driving.
Oh, under gosh.
The mm-hmm. That should be. What is the max? Before you get banned. It's 10 points. Is it 10? The max. To,
yeah, 10, get banned. 10 points, yes. 10 okay, points to lose your license. Points. Correct.
Driving under the influence. Cannot drive drunk. You will not kill a family. You will not have a good time. You run your vehicle because you're drunk. And them do that, you know. If the family they kill, that should be 10 points. And that should be $100,000. Going through a red light is another thing. That should be $100,000 and 10 points. You cannot go through a red light. But here's the other thing, Mr. Barton, why upset about? Why don't they have the book in all politicians telling to the public that you have to go online? Everybody have a phone? So you should have this book that's selling any station there. And the inspection stick out with it, making millions. That is a no-no with me, Mr. Batman. You know why? Because all the vehicles were packed up in the station was all. Who in the station was all the fatal accident vehicles? They have the sticker. It has really no purpose. That is a no-no. That is advantageous for poor people. I am telling you this, and I'm really upset. And half of the demerit points should not be available. It should squash half of them.
All right, partner. The sticker had nothing to do with the reckless driving.
No, well, again, you see, the way I look at it, first of all, sir, right, I hear your point. I just want to tell the caller. I hear your point on that. I've seen some proposal where they plan to reduce the amount of points because that's 60 merit points for inspection carries you to pass 50% of your threshold to lose your license. It's a very serious ticket to get. And, sometimes the police, I wouldn't lie, we get licks because... You know, you're giving a man for a ticket for inspection and the police vehicle have one headlight. You know what I mean?
Right. Mr. Batson, we're having a little problem with the thing and I really want people. Can I call you on the phone instead? Is that possible?
Yeah, sure. I have about 5 minutes again, though.
5 minutes again. All right, no problem. I'm calling you now. Let's fix this thing now, man. All right, so let's take a little break there. And, I'll call. All right, yes, hello?
Yes, hello.
All right, okay. Yeah, Mr. Batson. Yeah, so you say you have about that 5 minutes cut down to 3 minutes. All right, so where were we? Yeah.
Well, I was just telling the person, I understand the disconcerting effect that high demerit points have with the inspection, you know what I mean? And this is why we appeal to people, you know what I mean? Please don't take the chance if that vehicle is not inspected. It's not just police. If it's police, it's licensed, it's traffic wardens. All these people have the ability to enforce, you know? And it's a lot of points and that fine at all. No, that's plenty.
All right.
Now so please try and get that vehicle sorted out, you know?
Yeah. Now, the guy mentioned drunk driving. To me, drunk driving is an...
Right.
You know...
So drunk driving also has with it its own. So DUI or driving influence, where a person has, if a person fails a breathalyzer, for example, a driver, and remember that's an arrest without warrant. So when he's charged, he will get 9 points. So that's just one below disqualification. But if it's a second time offense, it's 14 points. So he's immediately disqualified.
Mm-hmm. Also, you had to go through a second. Also, why do people who kill people with reckless and drunk driving are not jailed for killing them in an accident? Well, I guess it goes to court. It's up to the court.
It's up to court. Sometimes it has to go to inquest. Unfortunately, that does take a little bit longer than I would like. One of the things we're trying to reform, actually, is some more scientific crash investigation skills, utilizing more technology for prosecution. And of course, as persons know, even dangerous driving, it used to be ticketable, but now it's not. The seriousness of it requires us to proceed again by the court as well.
All right. I know you had to go, but you had to give us some more time. You had to come back, you know, and give us some more time, man. All right. Let me take one more last call. Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I want to take this opportunity to publicly congratulate you on this program. This is highly informative and educational. And I think we should take into consideration the time that we have for this program so that more people can benefit from it. And I want to make a suggestion, Mr. Batson. I've been driving for over 60 years. When the young people now are going to get their license, probably a brochure should be attached to that permit and let it be a legal brochure to that and let them study it. So that could create a consciousness and awareness in the country, especially because if you do a little research, most of the accidents are done by younger people. Thank you.
Demographic shifts with regards to especially road risk and fatal traffic accidents occurring 25 to 45 is our high risk category. And you can see that when we see big men making stripper drives, as we
see. Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah, man. Yeah,
but, I just want to appeal and use this, you know, the old time I've left. You know, we're going into Easter, you know, it's a long weekend. And just based on the conversation, remember, try your best to just make sure before you hit that road, you have no reason for the police staff to interact with you in any negative way. Make sure you have a valid driver's permit, you have your insurance, make sure you have inspection, make sure you and your front seat passenger wearing your seatbelts. Remember, a lot of people don't know that if your passenger is not front seat passenger is not wearing a seatbelt, you, the driver, will get that ticket, huh? The passenger's not getting it. Mm-hmm. So that means imagine you getting a fine and points for a passenger. All right, so, you know, let's just do the right thing. Don't designate a driver. And remember, please stay off that cell phone. Those little things where you're calling people to say, hey, I reached by the river here already. Which part you park? Same to any police pull up. That's a ticket.
Yeah.
You're driving using your mobile phone, you're going to get a ticket. So let's just do the right thing, be on the right side of the law, and be safe out there.
And even if your car is parked up, once it's turned on, you could still get a ticket even if you're on your phone. Even if you're, you know?
No. Once if you're not obstructing, if you feel like traffic, no.
No, but I've known people who've gotten tickets. You know, they're parked up, but once their engine is on, people, they're giving you a ticket for that. Once, if you're on your phone. Yeah.
Negative on that. If you read the exemptions of the law, that would be incorrect.
All right.
I would hope they contested it.
All right. I hope so too. And one thing, last thing. You know what I hate? When there's a roadblock and everybody's sending out the information where the roadblock is. But oh gosh, that is game of X. All right.
I hear you. But as I tell everybody, sir, in this day and age of social media, we can't get away from that.
Yeah.
At the same time, this is why we have to be smarter. And we tend to make these roadblocks shorter and move as quick as we can, you know?
All right. So, well, thank you very much for your
time. Yeah, man.
Sure?
You be safe.
Yeah, man.
Everybody.
Thank you very much for your time.
The best insight. Instant feedback. Accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.